Welcome, everybody, and thank you for listening to TMOC Podcast. I'm Lamont.
The one and only.
Sleepy.
And it's the day after Christmas. Wait, what's today?
It's two days after Christmas.
You should get your life together.
Man, I slept.
I worked, so that's how I know.
I slept. So to me, it's the day after Christmas. The first thing I've done, I didn't even leave the house yesterday. Wow. Hope y'all had a great Christmas and getting ready to have a happy new year. We'll get this show started out with Sleepy and a Passy Award.
All right, y'all. I got to give one out. I'm sorry. It has to happen. Got to give it to him. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, actually, I got two. Again. One of them is going to go to old Russell Wilson because he got benched. We'll go into more detail about it later, but it has something to do with, from what I was told, like financial stability or something. We'll talk about it in the NFL part. And we'll talk about this segment in the NFL portion also, but I really got to get LaJuan's reaction. Jair Alexander, yes, you're getting a pass at war for being stupid. Let me tell y'all what happened. Your boy went out there last week, was not named a captain, but he said he's from Charlotte. I'm not going to argue with him. Man wasn't born in Charlotte. He didn't go to college in Charlotte, but he said he's from Charlotte. He wasn't named a captain. He decided he'd make himself one. So he walks out there for the coin toss. He actually called it.
But he didn't call what they wanted.
He called tails. And they won. So the ref was like, okay, what are y'all going to do? He said, I want the defense on the field. They're like, excuse me? I want the defense on the field. Like, so are you saying you want to defer? And everybody looking at him, nodding their head, like, oh, yeah, you know, I want the defense on the field. Luckily, the coach talked to the refs earlier and said, if we win, we want to defer. Because apparently they had problems with this before.
Oh, wow.
This is not the first time where they've had a mix-up at the coin toss. But, yeah, if the refs had just went based off of what he said, then, you know, they would have been kicking both halves.
So how's that?
But he did an interview and he's like, I was sitting there saying we want the defense on the field, and I just don't know why everybody was laughing at me.
Because you stupid.
Like, bro, were you named a captain? Oh, well, no, but I mean, I was from Charlotte, so I just made myself a captain. So this is why he gets the Passy Award.
Yeah, he about to get traded.
He is suspended for the Sunday night game against the Vikings because of they suspended him for conduct detrimental to the team.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Congratulations. You both got Passy Awards.
Just stupid.
Yeah. Jair earned his, definitely. All right, now that we've handed out on Passy Awards, let's get into one of my favorite topics, the NBA. And we're going to start with something that I've won money off of. Yes, you can bet on this. Draymond Green got suspended.
Again.
Yeah. Thank you, Draymond.
That dude is just angry.
All the time.
Why is he so angry?
I don't know. All I know is I won 150 off of him getting suspended.
Calm down, so bro.
You could bet on if he was going to get suspended. That's it?
The bet was...
Was it a prop bet, you call it?
It was a prop bet. Yeah. Will Draymond Green get suspended before the season? At least one game.
Oh yeah.
I was like, easy money.
Yes. I'd put $1,000 on
that. Yeah, that's easy money.
I knew, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, you're taking too long. Then all of a sudden pops up, Draymond Green suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
Good job. I knew you had it in you.
But, I mean, why is he so angry?
Because he was raised by the Detroit Pistons.
This last suspension was like, come on, bro. Like, you want to get the dude off. You don't have to swing all, turn around and haymaker with the dude. No, you just, okay. He wanted,
just do that because ain't nobody else going to hit him back. That's all it is.
He's not Dennis Rodman.
But here's the thing.
He's not run our test.
That's the thing. They showed a clip of him getting into it with Ron Artest one time, and he calmed down real quick. It wasn't none of this stuff you're seeing from Draymond now.
No, yeah,
he turned around, realized it was Ronnie. He was like, all right, you're right.
My bad. My bad.
I need to chill out, man. I'm doing
that's
too
the thing.
Much.
Ain't
I'm
nobody worried. Ain't nobody going to do nothing now.
There are three dudes that I can remember that I can think of right now that you don't mess with. Ron Artest, mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka, mm-hmm. and Ben Wallace. Those three dudes always seem to like not get in fights. Everybody right. be like, you know what?
It's I'm not good. Worth it.
No, and if you're right. a coach, Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah. You get choked out.
So Serge Ibaka used to like grab you by your arm.
Yeah. Like you was like, a little kid.
What you doing? Did I tell you don't do that?
Like he was a little kid. He's a grown man doing that to other grown men.
With your teeth clenched.
Yeah. Get on out of here, young blood.
But I mean, that's him being him, I guess. He's a bully.
So he's suspended indefinitely.
Right. Until they're like, you know what? All right, you can come back now.
You can't put Draymond in timeout. He can go to.
I'm going to tell you somebody else he wouldn't try that with. Zach Randolph.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Or Boogie.
Definitely wouldn't try that with Boogie.
Boogie was on his team.
Just saying. Oh,
yeah, that's true. But yeah, Boogie would have put him in his place. But again, that's all it is. He played a bunch of European dudes that ain't gonna do nothing. Yada yada yada. And until that happened, he gonna keep on doing what he gonna do.
Draymond, you might want to chill out. You know, Nook Nook and Pojo getting ready to talk out of records.
He getting paid.
They gonna toss you up, my boy.
Listen, he's still getting paid.
Right.
He not learning nothing. I promise you. He's going to come back and do the same thing.
He's going to come across that one dude who, like, you know what? I'm the last pick in the draft.
It ain't going to matter.
I don't care. I'm going to be famous one way or another. He put his hands on me. I'm going to go and fold him up real quick on his court. Be a sports center highlight.
I'm telling you, everybody in the league that would do something about it or that would have ain't in there no more. League ain't the same. League is super soft
now. I'm sure there's somebody that would. But ain't not nobody. For real.
No.
Not for real. But I'm willing to bet within the next 2 to 3 years, Draymond going to run across somebody that's going to
crack his jaw.
Yeah.
You're going to get a whole bunch of these basketball fighters. He's coming up. Y'all know what the basketball fighters are?
Yeah.
The basketball like fighter is a dude that's happy that somebody was holding him back. You lucky he holding me back? That dude.
No.
That's what a basketball fighter is.
Because
all that's going to happen, the dude going to sit there and get up on Draymond and wait for one of his teammates to come grab him. And then when he don't get grabbed, then he going to walk off and do something. Ain't nobody fighting Draymond, man.
Somebody going to end up fighting.
Draymond ain't talking. Okay.
Ain't that dude.
So what did y'all think about the in-season tournament? I had my thoughts on it.
It was a waste of time. I was a Lakers fan and we won, but it was a waste of time.
I was mad y'all put up a banner for that, man. I wasted my time with that banner.
No, it's going to be a banner now. Every team's going to do a banner.
No banner for
but
that?
It's clear that only two teams took this in-season tournament seriously.
The Lakers?
The Lakers and the Pacers. Yep. They were the only two that were like, hey, come on, y'all, man. We this close. Come on. Everybody else just like, man, anybody really trying to, like, what do you get?
Yeah. $1 million?
Yeah, okay, so I get $1 million. All right, I'm going to get that anyways.
Yeah.
No, they took it seriously. You can tell because the Lakers haven't won anything since then.
Well, LeBron said it wasn't really about the money for him.
No.
What was it about?
Having another notch on his belt?
No, he said it wasn't even that.
That's what it was.
They sell for them dudes at the end of the bench who know it ain't going to never hit $1 million in a year.
Whatever. I don't want to hear that. That's not true.
The league minimum was like what? 450?
The Pacers said the same thing though.
But again, the league minimum is what? 450?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll hit $1 million in 2-3 years.
But no, the Pacers said the same thing. They like, look, man, we're trying to compete for them dudes at the end of the bench. Give them a chance to make $1 million in 1 year.
Okay, so if that's the case and you're LeBron James, why not just give them $1 million?
Right. You're a billionaire, bro.
A billionaire.
Hey, they need to step their game up.
Nah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Get a production company.
I mean, my man CMC gave everybody PXG golf clubs. Those are not cheap. Just saying.
Hey, if he really worried about their paycheck,
he wasn't worried about
it. Let's just call it what it is, and he just wanted to say.
He wanted to be like, well,
I got this tournament on my belt.
Jordan didn't get one.
Yeah.
I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm a Laker fan. If LeBron leave tomorrow, I won't care.
I'm with you there. Except for the whole Laker bit.
I'm a Laker fan. If Kobe had left the Lakers,
I'm just saying. I think LeBron was playing just to say, "Hey, I got this other thing on my resume."
That's what I think.
It was another notch.
That's what I think. It's something nobody else has got.
Yeah,
but he claims, man, you know, we were looking out for the men on the end of the bench. Line. Stop that. That was out of point. I'm gonna let you tell your lie.
He probably can't even name half of the folks at the end of the bench.
Maybe. Hey. Oh well,
I'm not buying that.
Well, they got it, and tournament. The banner's gonna be a thing. So, but the banner, I haven't seen the banner, but apparently the banner looks completely different than the other banners. And then they hang it like on the other side of the thing.
They need to hang it outside.
Well, they have a banner, so they're the first in season tournament champs.
Yep.
So come on, Rockets, get you one. Let's do this.
We're good. We don't need none of that.
Yeah, you do.
All right, winding down, but let's get to it. Time to talk about some college football.
College football.
And there's only one thing to really talk about right now, and that's the college playoff, man.
No, there's other things to talk about.
For those of y'all that don't know, the committee decided that the four best teams in college football were Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama over Florida State, over Georgia, over Oregon.
And Ohio State.
Ohio State was, they were done.
They lost one game.
Yeah, but they didn't get to their championship.
Better
they
than Texas and Alabama.
How? Texas won their championship.
Or it's okay. Ohio State could beat Alabama.
Alabama won their championship also.
Yeah, but you also lost to Texas.
But we beat the two-time defending national champs.
Who?
Georgia.
Okay, but that was the talked about from the jump. They don't count
over Georgia.
They don't count what teams have done in years past. So those two national championships have nothing to do with their 2023 resume. Right? So all you beat was a Georgia team that didn't really play nobody this year. Right? Now, they were number one team in the nation the entire year.
Yes.
Well, yeah. But that's about all they had on their resume.
Beat them.
Great. My question is all that means is, one, they were obviously overrated. And two, how you get in over an undefeated 13-0 conference champion?
I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Florida State should have been in there.
Mm-hmm. Over who?
I told them like that.
Over who? Who should Florida State have been in over? Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, let's talk about
what
it.
What four teams should be in there? Florida State was the fourth team. Who were the other three?
Well, you got to put...
Mm-hmm. You got to put Michigan.
Do you, though?
You got to put Washington.
You got to put Washington, yes.
Okay, you got to put Michigan. So who?
Do you have to put Michigan?
Do you put Texas or
why
Alabama?
Why wouldn't you put Michigan? They were an undefeated conference champion.
Who got caught stealing signs and they're going to end up having to forfeit all their wins anyway.
Okay, that's when they prove that, then you can argue
that. We talk about that when we talk about that. Okay, no. So
you
got to
play in Washington.
Texas or Alabama? Who's supposed to be in?
Alabama. You know what I'm going to say.
Wow.
Okay. You know what I'm
going
to say that.
But you lost to Texas.
See, that was
at home.
Hold on.
Let's look at it.
I knew it.
I'm open-minded, bro.
I'm not.
Alabama was number three in the nation when they lost to Texas.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
Texas was number 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not making a...
Wait.
Okay.
Go ahead, make your argument.
Texas got moved up. Mm-hmm. Alabama got dropped to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama stayed at 8 the majority of the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Texas lost to Oklahoma. True as a neutral site game. And a rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
But they only dropped like 2 spots.
Okay. What's your point?
It's a rivalry game.
To Oklahoma was number 11, Oklahoma.
Rivalry game.
In a neutral spot. You lost
to
by double digits.
We lost by 10.
You lost
That's double digits.
I know that. We lost by 10.
At home.
If you lose to a number, you should not... Just drop 2 spots.
If they drop to dropped or what they dropped.
So what about a team that's been in the top 4 all season? What about them? How come they got dropped?
I said that Florida State deserved to be in though.
Okay. Over who?
Over who though?
Over Texas.
Right. Okay.
You don't believe that.
I do believe that.
How can you believe that Alabama should be in over Texas when Alabama lost to Texas at home?
But they beat the number one team in the nation.
That ain't got nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
That
You can't be ranked over a team that beat you.
At home.
Clearly there are 2 teams
by double digits.
Over a 13-0 team right now.
Okay.
So let me say who I deserve to be in there.
All I'm saying is I understand what you're saying. But I also understand that what you're saying is biased.
So there's this no is way what I
if
think.
The tables were turned and it wasn't Alabama got snuck in, it was, let's say, Auburn. I believe that you would say that Auburn shouldn't be in that playoff.
I believe in your heart. We'd be having this conversation.
We wouldn't, because Auburn would have got in.
Would have turned around.
The committee would have let Auburn in.
If Duke would have turned around on fourth and
in the Auburn game, in the fourth and
31, if you just turn around, how do you let that dude catch that football?
How do you run a? How do you not run a prevent?
Grave digger.
Anyway, so now let's see. You got Michigan, who is going to take on Alabama. Sleepy, we know who you got.
Go Big Blue.
Lamont, okay. You and your feelings, we know who you got.
Go Big Blue.
Now, since I ain't got a dog in this fight, I'm going to be real with you. I think Michigan's the better football team. They have number one defense in the land. I think they have the number two scoring defense or either yards, something like that. Either way, I think Michigan's the better football team. But let's be real. This is a business. So I do believe that they're going to make it so Alabama wins this football game.
It's not even it's better for business. On that one. Those boys, you saw the air go out the room when they realized they had to play Alabama.
No, because they wanted Florida State. Because they wanted Florida State because they knew that Florida State didn't have Jordan Travis. They wanted Florida State to be in there. The air didn't really go out. It was over-exaggerated. The dudes didn't really do much but go,
I can see that.
That's fine.
Because in their mind, they know they can beat Florida State.
Right.
Okay. They don't know they can beat Bama.
They know they can beat Bama.
I think they know they can beat Bama. I just think they thought it would be a cakewalk.
They thought it was a cakewalk to the national championship. Now they're like, oh, okay, now we got to practice for real.
Because let's be real, last year they got, not because of Alabama's just great, healthy.
All right, now Alabama's playing, Florida State's not healthy. No, man, no.
Hold on.
First of all, your second-string
quarterback did a great job. So you sitting there talking about, well, they thought it was because Jordan Travis all that.
Wait, whoa.
Y'all could have.
The committee didn't put us in because they said Jordan Travis wouldn't be playing.
We ain't talking about the committee.
Okay, but that's what it all boils down to. The committee, yes, we know.
You said, your exact words were, Michigan know they got to practice for real. They thought that they was going to go into a Florida State game without Jordan Travis.
Right.
So now you're saying that they're overlooking your second-string quarterback who picked up what Jordan Travis left off and continued to win.
And let me explain something else to you. Rodemaker would have beat Michigan. So they come in there and would have played like they thought they were going to play against us. We would have beat Michigan. We would have won a national championship this year. Listen, bold words, and I'm going to say it. We would have won. Did you see our defense?
I did, but won a national championship.
We would have won.
Okay. You're upset, but let's be real.
Hold on.
Like the toughest game you played was LSU early. And LSU is a 3-loss team. You barely beat Louisville.
Florida State. If we were put at the number 14, Florida State would have won the national championship.
See, this is the type of thing that makes us...
You should have been the number 14.
This is what makes us lose viewers, because then we're not accredited with what we're saying. You see what I'm saying?
We haven't lost any
y'all
viewers.
Y'all wouldn't have won no national championship.
We would have won the national championship.
Y'all would have been... Y'all may have got to national championship.
We would have won it.
I don't think y'all beat Texas.
We beat Texas.
I don't think you beat... Lamont. I don't think you beat Washington.
We beat Washington.
Lamont.
Defense is too nice.
Lamont, I'm going to say this.
Is sick.
I'm going to say this.
Defense is too nice.
You can get mad if you want. I don't think y'all should have been the number 14. You keep saying.
You just sat there and said we should have been the 14.
No, I
thought they should be the 3 team?
Yes.
What?
You're so blinded by the fact, who would you have put in over this person, that person? Let
me check this bottle.
I feel like a 13-0 undefeated Florida State team should have been the number 3 team.
I agree with you.
They laced us down.
It really should have been Alabama or Texas in that fourth spot.
Should have been Texas.
Well, that's another debate. But I agree with that.
That's what I keep trying to get you to realize.
I understand we should have been 3. Because we should have been 3. Yes. It should be Florida State, Washington. Right. Which we would have mollywopped Washington.
Because,
man, we mollywopped Washington.
Because real
they got
talk,
one dude,
real talk.
Michael Penix, and he really ain't all that.
Ooh,
he gets hurt.
You so angry right now. You big angry, too.
Only Florida State fans.
Like, if you was white, I could see your face turn red type angry. You know what I'm saying?
Only Florida State fans look at, well, we got skipped over by these two teams. Well, why couldn't we have been that fourth team? Why? You're an undefeated conference champ. Texas got a loss. Alabama got a loss. Florida State, undefeated. They should have been a number three team.
I don't understand. Can we just, other sport did they do this at?
Can we just move on?
Why?
Is there anything else to talk about?
Yes, there's a bunch more to talk about. So, we got Michigan. Alabama. We're kind of torn on that one. You're right, Lamont. You're right.
We're not torn on anything. Right. Michigan is going to win the game.
And no, I said not. Alabama, and he said Alabama.
You think Alabama's...
I think money talks. Dame. No. Okay. What does that have to do with it? We hate Alabama.
Y'all hate Michigan.
Nah, we hate Michigan.
Notre Dame hates everybody.
So really, we just hope everybody loses.
Yeah, you know,
he started off by saying he don't have a dog in the fight.
Like, Notre Dame could be playing Tulane. Like, oh, we don't like Tulane.
We have nothing against Tulane.
We're in New Orleans, and we lost to New Orleans in 1973.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying?
Notre Dame has no hate. Haters come to Notre Dame. The only teams we hate are Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even hate y'all. We got that one shirt, Catholics versus convicts. Other than that, we ain't even worried about y'all.
First off, we're not convicts. That should be a Florida shirt.
That's Miami.
That's a Gators shirt. Have you seen the Catholics ESPN 30-30?
That was a long time ago.
That was not a long time ago.
Catholics and convicts was Notre Dame and Miami.
No, it wasn't.
No, that
it was
Notre
Dame and Florida State.
Yeah. I got a whole shirt.
He's got
upstairs.
The shirt.
Yeah. What, he got
State.
Round two or something?
Nope, he's right. Catholics and convicts was Miami. Notre Dame, Miami. Catholics and criminals.
Criminals. Okay.
Was Florida State.
I apologize, sir.
Yep, me too.
I apologize.
Me too.
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Just like I need everybody to come out.
The historian.
Yeah. So here's the other game. We got Texas. We got Washington. Now, I think Texas is the better football team on paper, offensively and defensively.
I agree.
But Washington did beat that basic same team that Texas has now last year.
Hey, you know what we haven't done? We haven't given a shout out to Buddy Rowe this whole show.
Oh, snap.
So shout out to my man's Buddy Rowe. We hope everything's going well with you. And since you brought up Texas, now allow me to say this.
Oh,
Buddy Rowe said, Texas ain't go be.
Yeah, that sound about right. That's
Texas
a direct
ain't
quote.
Go be nothing.
That's a direct quote.
I said by 2025,
till they do right.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, Texas ain't going to do nothing. And they're not going to win a national championship under Sark. This is what he said. Am I wrong?
I remember him saying somebody ain't going to do nothing until they do right by somebody.
But he says that about everybody.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that. If you do something wrong by a black person, then you're Neddy.
But just like Auburn ain't going to do. I'm gonna pull a butter roll. Auburn ain't going to win a national championship till they do right by Cadillac.
Yeah,
they gave that man the head coaching job, then took it from him.
Yeah, but that's not his. That's not their fault.
That's not Cadillac's not. Okay.
It's the SEC. It's a good
shout out to my
club.
Man's Buddy Rowe. We miss you. We welcome you back soon. We hope you come back soon. We welcome you. I just want to he said Texas wasn't going to go in the SEC and wasn't going to do nothing. Texas has a chance. Texas has a chance to go into the SEC as a national champion.
Huh, that's true. Come in.
Shout out to my
come
man.
Come into
Buddy
the
Rowe.
SEC and put their feet up on your couch.
Look, man, we done had enough of that this week. We get to the NFL. We done had enough people.
And didn't use a coaster.
Hey.
On your coffee table.
So y'all still ain't gave me y'all's pick. Washington, Texas.
I think it's going to be a good game. I know I was talking crazy earlier, but Penix he's probably... Of the four quarterbacks in the playoffs, he's probably the best.
He's definitely the best.
He's probably the best quarterback. They have really good defense when it comes to the secondary. Their corners are really good.
Washington?
Yeah. Washington has really good secondary play.
Yeah, but they get beat up in the trenches.
Right.
But Texas is going to run the ball.
The thing is, they get beat up in the trenches, yes, but when they have to start passing, they can't because, you know, so if they can figure out the run... Yeah, they're not as big as Texas, and Ewers is a good quarterback.
That makes up for a bad equation, I'm saying, though, because if you can run the football against a team like Penix, then all you got to do is control the ball, keep the offense off the field, and score when you have the ball.
Right.
Ball game.
But Penix has the opportunity to score quick.
Yeah. True.
He can score fast. So, yeah, you're going to run the ball and do your thing? Okay, he'll give me the ball last. Bam,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. You know, he proved that time and time again.
Vince McMahon has to play defense.
I think as of right now, and this is probably going to flop because I'm on the fence on this game, but I'm probably going to say Texas.
Okay. So that's one. So then who's your championship game? That for me, that gives me Texas and Bama, the rematch.
I got Texas, Michigan.
I got to go Texas.
I got Texas. Once. I got Texas, Bama, and Bama.
I got, I only I want Michigan to win, but then I don't care if Texas wins because
NCAA
I
would hates like, Michigan. I take it back. Like, they hate Harbaugh.
I would like Texas to go in the SEC as the champ because of my man's Buddy Rowe in his comment.
Okay, so like I said, Bama, Texas. Hard to, Bama wins.
Because think about it like
and
this.
And I know y'all think it's because I'm a Bama fan, we but know. Look at it like this. Bama played LSU regular season. LSU beat them. They met in the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama won.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat Nick Saban twice in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So you say that. I'm going to say it just pays better because it's a business, right?
It looks better on paper.
So it, you're going to get more ratings from a Bama-Texas game than you would a Michigan-Texas or a Bama-Washington championship game. Let's just call it what it is. And then on top of that, it pays more. Even if Texas is far and ahead the better team, it pays more for it to be a close game because ratings, right? So let's just call it what it is. I think they'll let it be close, and then they'll let them play in the fourth quarter.
I think because we're going to 12 teams next year, they're going to let them play.
I think so, too.
I think
not until that second half, though.
I don't think it's going to be close. I think they put the four teams in, and now, there you go. I don't think the refs or anything going to have anything to do with it.
No, because you still lose out on money. Football.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You put the four best teams in.
Yeah, that's awesome for us, but you still lose out on money.
They're not losing money.
Yes, they are.
No, you don't. Any of these teams, any of these combinations, you're going to make money.
That's not true.
Because the fans travel.
Washington, Alabama.
Washington does not travel as well as Alabama and Texas. Though.
Washington, Alabama. Can the best quarterback in the nation right now beat Alabama? Can Alabama slow down Michael Penix Jr.?
Right.
Okay.
Who really you can twist it however you want. Right, but I'm saying is the most money for those fans that don't follow all that, for those fans who don't know anything outside of the
SEC.
You're
crazy if you don't think Washington has money to
you
travel.
You think the majority of Alabama fans.
Where's the game?
Hold on, let me finish. You think the majority of Alabama fans know anything about Washington football?
Where's the game?
I don't know.
Where's the championship game?
Let me see.
Because
you see
I
what
promise
I'm
you, Washington has money. They'll be there.
Washington will travel, but it'll be alumni, yada, yada, yada. It's they'll not going to be the average Joe that walks around with a Washington jersey on 7 days
a week.
I
know that.
I know that.
Okay.
It's in Houston.
Yeah, Washington ain't going to
Houston.
Washington
will be there.
No, they won't.
Yes, they
that's
will.
Alabama and Texas.
It's in Houston?
It's in Houston, Texas.
You know how many people don't Washington, like Alabama and Houston?
You heard it here. Alabama and Texas in that thing all day long.
Oh, God, it's in Houston.
The whole city of Houston about to blow up.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it was in Houston.
Alabama, Texas.
It's Alabama, Texas. Alabama, Texas.
Is it the South, baby?
Yeah. Alabama, Texas.
I hate that all right. for y'all.
All right. Alabama, Texas. You heard it here first. It's time to talk NFL now. Dang.
Tired of this. You upset?
Yeah, I'm still a little perturbed about this whole Florida State thing, but that's okay. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about something else.
Just don't be
talk
like
about
the Santos.
Something fresh. Let's talk about a good thing that happened today. You know, because I'm a Niner fan and we had a rivalry with the Seahawks for such a long time. Russell Wilson got benched today.
He did.
Russell Wilson got benched today. Oh my God. Anyways, so he's got benched for the last two games and
so the there's reason not even a chance of him coming in? Nope.
No. He's a backup. He's a backup. Stidham is going to be the starter. He's the backup. So what I think is going on is he's already guaranteed $39 million. If he's on roster at the start of the season, he gets another $38, $39 million, something like that. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to trade him. But if he doesn't pass a physical, then they guarantee him that money.
Yep.
So they're not going to take a chance of him getting hurt.
Makes sense.
That's exactly what
you know what
is.
I'm saying? So I think he's going to get traded. I think he's going to Washington. I think Washington was his team I said earlier.
There's a couple of teams out there.
Who's the other one?
Any team in the NFC South.
No, not yes. Tampa Bay.
Well, not Carolina either.
Or Carolina. They have a quarterback.
Actually, they don't have a quarterback.
They
have
a quarterback.
He's there, but he's not.
I like they need an O-line. It doesn't – nobody could – Peyton Manning couldn't play behind that O-line.
Here's the thing. They need – Carolina could use him because he's on the tail end of his career.
And you can teach old boy a couple of things.
He can teach Bryce a couple of things.
They're basically the same player.
They're paying Bryce number one overall money. They're not bringing in a $38 million quarterback.
Now
they
want
to. You can't do anything else.
Atlanta, the Saints.
So, wait.
So, Atlanta or the Saints?
Here's the official reason they said they benched Russell Wilson. They say it is to preserve financial flexibility.
Right.
So, yeah. So, basically what we just said.
We don't want them to get hurt.
Yeah. The technical term is financial flexibility. In other words, we're going to get rid of this clown.
Yeah.
We don't need him tripping up.
So why did they do it in the first place? What's the point?
What's the point of what?
What's the point in signing dude in the first place then?
Because,
and giving him all that money?
Well, Sean Payton wasn't there.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing.
Okay, so let's go back to the timeline. So they did this last year. They had Matt, what is it, Matt Hackett? Nate Nathaniel Hackett?
Yeah. They had.
Yeah. Anyway, so they had him. They tried to get Aaron Rodgers. Deal fell through.
Right.
So they went with what they thought was the second best option.
Right.
Russell Wilson, which Russell Wilson wasn't all that. Nope. Richard Sherman and everybody else had been trying to tell everybody.
Everybody who played for him, what y'all think he is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they get there. Sean Payton gets there. Did you see the blow up on the sideline against him with him and Sean Payton? Well, not with him and Sean Payton, but Sean Payton blew up on him the other day. Blew all the way up. Yeah, this is inevitable. It was going to happen. He can't run the offense the way that
Sean Payton wants to do. Quick decisions.
Right.
Get the ball
pass
out.
Pass the ball up the middle. Well, he can't see.
Part of it also is the fact that when Nathaniel Hackett was there, you know, Russell had his own little office and,
Marshawn Lynch never
make a living off of Marshawn Lynch and a defense like he had.
Man.
Besides Pete Carroll, obviously. But, well, I mean, dang. But it's true colors.
So that's what it is. Yeah. So he'll be gone.
All right. So
when they picked up Stidham, I figured Stidham's a good quarterback.
Yeah,
Stidham is a good quarterback. Stidham took the Niners to overtime last year with the Raiders.
Ouch. I don't know that he's going to do it. Well, he might go to New England. Belichick ain't going to be there next season.
I bet you Stidham wins this game on Sunday.
New England, Pittsburgh.
No, I don't know about New England because I don't know what's going to happen with Belichick.
Either way, he needs a quarterback.
Maybe Pittsburgh.
Maybe. They can't pick it.
But I don't know.
They ain't finna.
I don't know if he fits that style. He's too
much of a pretty boy.
He's too rah-rah.
Tennessee.
And that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not Steelers. Steelers is like, hey, I'm going to run this ball down your throat.
Yeah.
Hey,
blue but that's collar, perfect for him.
Because that's what he came from. As a quarterback,
that's what he came from.
He's
giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch and just passing when he has to pass.
Ben Roethlisberger, 6'6".
Right.
Russell Wilson's 5'6".
Right, but the point is you don't want him to have to throw for 500 yards a game. You want him to just come in and make the throws when you need a third and long play.
I don't know if he can do that.
No, I'm not
even. Before Ben Roethlisberger, you had quarterbacks like Neil O'Donnell. You had
Bradshaw.
You had blue-collar quarterbacks.
Let's not forget Slash was pretty.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is a finesse quarterback.
Yeah, but
Put him in a run-and-shoot old-school Oilers offense, and he's
good to go.
He's good to go. He's not hard-nosed.
No.
No, he needs to be able to see what's happening over here and over there, off to the left and the right, because he can't see up the middle. You know what I'm saying? So my odds on favorite bet right now is Washington. I see him being traded to Washington.
What about Vegas?
Vegas needs a quarterback.
Mm. Vegas is where you go to die. Vegas
really
is the last stop in the NFL.
It really is. Well, like Jimmy G, after this, we're not going to hear about Jimmy G no more. Like, if you fail at Vegas, like, that's it, bro.
You got to
go sell houses or something. Yeah, like, it's just not for you no more.
It's time for real estate.
Y'all say it's time to
go back to school.
And I really hate that I'm about to say this, but I feel like if Russell Wilson went to Vegas, he would be the exception to that rule. Because for the longest time, Washington was the place quarterbacks go to die.
No, not quarterbacks, just anybody. Like, unless you're drafted by them, if you go there late in your career as a football player, regardless of your position, like, that's a wrap. Jerry Rice, who else? What was the cornerback's name that went to
and that is, I don't even know if I said it right.
A whole bunch of cats. Like,
yeah. Crabtree.
Like, hey,
running back.
For real. Nasi Amunwa. I swear to God, I hope that's his name.
It's probably not.
But he was an actor now.
That's what I'm saying.
He was in a movie.
Yeah. Well, okay, y'all might be right, because look at Devontae Adams doing Taco Bell commercials.
He's getting
the head start on the acting career.
You know what I mean?
When you go to the Raiders,
outside of your prime.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Well, they hit him with the boo game, though. Hey,
I'm just
man,
here for money.
We're going to reunite you with your college quarterback.
Yeah.
And get there, like, yeah. That was his fault. We're trading him.
Got him.
We're finna get rid of him.
So, that's what I'm saying. Russ, I think we've seen the end of Russell Wilson.
Good. That's how 21 hard years of Russell Wilson. It's felt like 21 games. That's what it was.
So, what do y'all think? Ravens are the team to beat? Or are they the team to beat this week?
Nah. I still think it goes for the Niners.
So, I think so, too.
Here's the thing. I'm taking my fandom out of it. Ric Flair said, to beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Mm-hmm.
We beat ourselves. So.
Right, so you didn't beat the man.
No, they did not beat.
No, it was disqualification.
We beat ourselves.
Our foot got caught under the rope.
Realistically, yep. 5 interceptions.
No, come on.
We outgained them in every aspect.
When we had 3 interceptions in the first half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it was 3 interceptions before halftime. Yep. Yeah.
We outpassed them.
Yep. Yeah. The only thing they beat us in was turnover margin. Yeah.
Literally. And that's the thing. I can't be, because y'all said something about the defense. The defense was working with a short field, and they stayed on the field a lot. You got to think about it.
Yeah, defense was tired. Towards the end of the game, you got dude running around doing all that other stuff, and he was on a short field for most of it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He wasn't getting, No. Everybody overreacts, but yet.
Well, because it's fun, right? The Niners have been at the top for the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And they get beat up at home. So, you know, it makes for a better story than, oh, they'll be okay. They'll be back. Right.
So let me ask y'all this. What did Brock Purdy do outside of getting drafted last in the draft that everybody hates him?
I don't know.
What did he do wrong?
Left and right.
What did he do?
He is the first Mr. Irrelevant that's actually doing something.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been some Mr. Irrelevant.
I see what you're saying. Goldberg, but to this level.
No, right. Greeny and Mike Goldberg was a Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not in the Hall of Famer.
Right. Well, but, I mean, he's not.
Look at Brock. He came in, third string quarterback, and once he took over, he went undefeated
into
the championship game when he got hurt.
But see, you just said something right there. He's a third string quarterback. He made the 53-man roster. Because at the time, at the time, you didn't have the quarterback exception rule. So they cut somebody to keep him roster.
Yeah. Right.
So he made the 53-man roster as a third-string quarterback. So clearly they saw something in him.
This is what I think happened. One of these sports analysts said it best, and they said all of these guys do the same thing. They all watch the draft. They all watch tape. They all watch, you know, games, yada, 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 yada. They say at the end of the day, when Mr. Irrelevant comes in and he's doing what Brock Purdy does, basically that's telling all the analysts that all the analysts were wrong.
Right.
And nobody wants to be wrong. And so that's why nobody wants to jump on the Brock Purdy bandwagon.
And then you got to look at all the
scouts
these
are wrong.
Right. Right.
All these owners who passed over.
Right. So everybody basically. So that's why it's a pride thing. Nobody wants to sit there and give a dude his props. It's always going to be he's
nobody
got this great
this
team
coming.
Around him.
Here's the other reason they hate him. Because he ain't walk around cocky. He's not walking around playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's very humble.
Right.
And I think that's what's making him mad more than anything, the fact that he's very humble with it.
And what about Kurt Warner? Undrafted.
It was the same thing. Look how long he stayed in the league.
They hated on Kurt.
But he's a Hall of Famer.
You
didn't hear this hate when it was the greatest show on turf.
He got an MVP, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he did.
If it wasn't a Super Bowl, it was a regular season. I know he got one of them. But
the greatest show on turf. It was okay. They're the greatest show on turf, meaning they've got weapons all around.
Yeah.
Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce. Yeah. Come on, man.
University of Memphis.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? But
but that's Purdy's what they were looking at. That's what they was doing. They were like, well, for the longest time, like, well, he wouldn't win if he didn't have all these weapons.
They never said that about him.
To be honest.
They were saying.
They said that, oh, my God, this guy was a grocery store worker last week, and now he's doing this.
Yeah.
They praised him.
And it's the same situation. Like, he was a man of faith and all that good stuff, too. But and it's the same situation. I don't know what it is about Brock,
He was bigger. He was 6'3"?
Strong arm.
Right. I mean, I don't know what it is about Brock. He had a bad game.
Yes. But they really didn't give him his flowers until he won that Super Bowl. Exactly.
Brock had a bad game.
Yeah, Brock had a bad game. It'll be fun.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. If Brock... Well,
how many quarterbacks have had a bad game?
When Brock wins that Super Bowl, then all this negativity is going to go away.
I mean, I'm with that. But
I see what you're saying.
He got to do it until he do it.
Yep.
But we'll see how it goes. So now the Niners got to either win out to clinch the first round bye.
Right.
Or the Eagles have to lose and the Lions have to lose.
Right. Niners need to win out. We need to win two games or get some help
to get the first round bye. Washington should be, I'm not going to say it is or will be, should be a win.
We're banged up, so I'm not putting anything past anybody right now.
Yeah, should be.
Should be.
And Washington's out of the playoffs, so I guarantee you they're trying to play spoiler. But.
Because we got over on this. Let's be real.
But, hold on. What are the other two teams that can get first place? Dallas and Eagles.
Yeah.
So is Washington really trying to play spoiler?
They don't want Dallas in there.
They don't want the Eagles in there.
It don't matter to them. They're out.
But they don't want their rival to get it.
And another point is that I think this is obvious, but the GM of the Commanders and the GM of the Niners are real buddy-buddy.
Oh, yeah. They're real good friends.
Yeah. So he might be like, hey, do me this solid.
Hey, yeah. Hey, hook me up.
I mean, we get the tiebreaker.
We went out.
This game I'm not worried about. It's the Rams game I'm worried about.
Yeah, Rams is going to be tough. The Rams game is going to be tough.
Now, they come to our house. It's probably going to end up being flexed to a night game.
Yeah.
But they come to our house. But they're playing for a playoff spot, too. Right now, I think they stand at 6 in the NFC. If they lose one, they're probably out, to be honest.
Ugh. It's gonna be a tough two games.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Well, we're about to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. All right.
Anybody y'all don't want to see in the playoffs? Let me phrase it better. Who's going to be outside of the number one, the projected number one, the Ravens, Niners, who's going to be the toughest out in each conference?
I was thinking the NFC, it'll be the Rams. I think they'll be the toughest out.
Yeah.
The AFC, I think it'll be the Browns.
Ooh. The Brownies still got a chance to win the one seed, too.
Yeah, I think the
Brownies went out. I think they're the one seed because I think they play the Ravens week 18.
I think they'll be the toughest. Now, Joe Flacco's playing like he, you know, back on it.
Like he's the Ravens, Joe Flacco.
Who beat the Niners in the Super Bowl?
We ain't going to talk about that.
I don't know, man. I think I got to go with... I think the toughest out would probably be I'd say the Lions at home, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a tough one.
Lions.
But that wouldn't be our problem. We wouldn't have to go see them. But whoever has to go to the Lions, that'll be a tough game. Plus, they ride so much momentum because they haven't won their division in 30 years, right? So they're going to be ready. And then in the AFC, I think I ain't go to Brownies, too. I think they're going to be tough, man. The same thing. What else do they got to lose, right?
Yeah, nothing to lose.
If it's the Browns and the Lions Super Bowl, just say your prayers and get right with God, because
it's over.
He coming back real quick.
He'll be back tomorrow. Be back tomorrow. What you think, Sleepy?
I'm going to say a tough out for the AFC. Browns, I like, or the Bills. It just...
The Bills ain't in it yet.
They'll get it.
They Maybe. Need some help, yeah,
I think they got to win out.
They got to win out, and I think they need a little help.
I think they need to win out.
I think they will. I mean, the Bills are going to get in. I feel like
if the Bills get in, they'll be a very tough out.
Yeah. Now,
I NFC, wouldn't mind seeing them, though.
NFC, Detroit, definitely. Okay. Or, yeah, that's about it. Or the Rams, you know.
Sounds about right.
All right, right, well, we're going to see what happens because Niners got to win this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out, y'all. Next show we do, which will most likely be next week, we think. We don't know yet because people be, you know, having stuff going on and all that other stuff. And I said that really incorrectly, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, so we're not going to do a Master Debaters this week. But next week, we're not going to have one either. But what we're going to do is the Hater of the Year. We're bringing that back. We got it. Everybody's going to have their Hater of the Year. Yeah, so be prepared for that. But I'm going to hit you with this Christmas. Did you know? Did you know that all the gifts in the 12 days of Christmas would equal 364 gifts?
Dang.
I did not.
That's a lot of gifts.
Nobody got time for that.
Like, I kind of want to add it up, but then I'm just like, you know what? Nah, I believe you.
I believe
you. Like, wow. That's a lot of gifts.
That's almost borderline stalkerish.
In 12 days? You really wanted that girl, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, probably didn't get her either. She said it was her true love.
Yeah. My true love gave to me.
I bet it
so
was.
You think no it was
true
a dude?
Love
so
after all that.
In all actuality, that song was really a warning, a cry out for help.
No.
She was saying over and over again, look at what this crazy dude kept bringing me.
But I need y'all to think outside the box. Was it the dude and the girl that were singing Baby Don't Go?
Ooh.
Might have been the
girl.
So
she left and he gave her 12
gifts. Oh, you mean
baby
is cold outside?
I'm cold outside. Baby Don't Go. That's New Kids on the Block. That's my bad. Baby, it's cold outside. I'm sorry. But yeah, do you think that was them? And he was like, oh, so you're going to leave? All right. Now you're getting these happening. Gifts.
Hold on. Because
the dude kind of was stalkerish in the song.
That kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was sitting there like, look, baby, it's cold outside.
It was cold. He was looking out for her.
Boy, was he a stalker? And he ended up buying her 375 gifts.
Now, he bought her a partridge and a pear tree.
18 times.
Yeah, but I like the song Baby It's Cold Outside, but in the song she even said, hey, what's in this drink?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his crown.
No, that's that Roofy Colada. That's that Bill Cosby special.
I'm just saying.
No, that's just that crown peach, baby.
Don't worry about it. You'll find out in the morning.
So you trying to find out what's in the drink, and now all of a sudden he it was a partridge stuff.
It was a partridge in a pear tree is what was in the drink, apparently.
No, that partridge was really a drone.
Spying on him. There ain't nobody else over there.
He was watching that change.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, that was a drone.
Five golden rings.
Yeah. Hey, he said, you're going to say yes at one of these points.
One of these. You don't work on the weekend. You know, I got to keep the Sabbath. So you're going to say yes one day this week.
You're going to get five of these five gold rings.
Yeah, that was a little stalkerish.
You're going to say yeah to one.
Why did she give her 12 dancers?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's a freak.
Yeah.
It's the bachelorette party.
Baby, it's cold outside. What's in this drink? Oh, my God.
See?
The songs are tied together.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Master Debaters may be a little different next week. We may actually be bringing back Master Debaters next week, talking about Baby It's Cold Outside and the collusion with the 12 Days of Christmas. All right. We love y'all. We'll see you.